How lucky are we to be able to go along and see the Demons play on it is the Demons Membership Day. Show your support. 1-300-DEMONS. Sign up today. Receive 2 bonus tickets and a cap. And the captain, Nathan Jones, joins us. Jonesy, welcome.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
We're going nicely. What happens on this week off before the real stuff starts? Do you just mentally let yourself have a spell before it all gets going again?
We'll have a fair hit out on Friday and then probably do a little bit of that over the weekend, but also with one eye and a fair bit of excitement leading into next week.
And what about yourself? You had a hit out for the Casey Scorpions. Been a long time since you've worn that jumper. How did that go? Did you get through all right?
I think I've only ever played one game there, but it was good fun. I had obviously Jack and Jake Melksham with me and a handful of the younger boys as well. So we had a good result, and it was good just to get some minutes in and, I guess not jeopardise anyone else's preparation in the meantime as well. So, it's left me in pretty good shape, and I'm pretty excited about the year ahead.
Hey, Nathan, good morning to you. So how many of those guys you just mentioned will be playing in round one in the senior team, do you think?
I think in Jack, Jake and myself, case, obviously it was more of a management thing, so we're all fit to play. Obviously it's just whether or not I guess what sort of risk that Goody wants to run with that. In saying that though, as I said, we've got a huge training session on Friday, which essentially will be equivalent to a game, so we'll have got enough work in and all be available. And there was a handful of other guys as well that had played in patches throughout the JLT that played in the Casey game that will also be available for selection. So the list is actually in pretty good shape, and it'll be a few selection headaches coming next week, I would have thought.
I would have thought too. There's a lot of talent that is available to come back into that team. Stephen May is not one of those players that's going to be available. What did you think about that block and the decision that was made and the penalty that was given? Be honest.
It's contentious if you're calling it a block or a bump, Tim.
Well, that's my point. What do you think it was?
I think it was a block. But, I think I sort of understand the AFL stance around, head knocks and the look of things. But I think you see those instances in particular that I guess the action that Steve did numerous times a game. And, we're actually taught to do that as part of, a defensive skill. So I think at times, you're going to have bigger guys run into smaller guys and, the blow is going to look more significant than other times. But, I thought, my opinion is, I thought it was a little bit stiff, but, in the end, we went in to try and fight it and put our case forward and they shut that down pretty quickly. So Steve will cop his week and hopefully we'll get to see him in round two.
And one of the flow-on effects is you were hoping to have Stephen May there because it was a Jesse Hogan that goes out, and then you've got McDonald and Wiedemann, the two that are going to lead your forward line. Is Joel Smith the other player that looks to be firming for the sort of third floating tool?
Yeah, I would think so, Gaz. I reckon his summer's been terrific, and I really like some of the stuff I saw from him over the JLT, so obviously, he spent a bit of time down back last year, but I think particularly his athleticism has sort of, forced Goody's hand to try him up forward. And, I think he's so dynamic in the air and on the ground. He provides that third tall option, if you like, but he can also, play as a small as well, just due to his speed and agility on the ground. So I think he'll be right in the mix. And obviously, when you add in someone like Melky as well, Jake Melksham, he's pretty good in the air and really good on the ground, obviously. So our forward line's got a pretty interesting dynamic, and we've got a lot of options with the smalls too. So it's, as I said before, it's going to be a difficult decision and an interesting one to see how we shape up.
Is your role as a co-captain, along with Jack Viney and, say, Jordan Lewis, the senior players, become... have you spoken to Goody about taking more responsibility, given the runner situation? They can't get out there, obviously, until after goal. So are you gearing up for perhaps a more responsible year from a leadership point of view, where you may have to make some calls out there on the run?
100%, Gaz. I think over the last probably 5 or 6 weeks, we've been addressing that, week to week with probably different scenarios and signals, but not only upskilling our leaders, also upskilling the rest of the playing group because, I guess there's an element of control with, rotations. So we aren't sort of using the runner to get guys off the ground. So that responsibility is going to be, weighted more on the players. And then also sort of understanding game state and, the flow of the game and what we want to execute at a certain time. I think there is going to be a lot more responsibility on the senior players, but also the entire group to be able to sort of communicate that and get the job done under the pressure and heat of the game.
14 minutes to 8, we're talking to Nathan Jones, one of the co-captains at Melbourne. You're going to have a migraine out there this year, Nathan. Your head's going to be hurting the whole time.
There'll be a lot of, there will be a lot, an extended amount of concentration. There's no doubt about that.
What about Jakey Lever? Where's he at with his rehabilitation?
Yeah, he's going really well. He's just got back a week or so ago from his trip to America. He went over to Philly and, saw one of the world-leading sort of recovery experts from knee recos. And, I think that's... I was speaking to him the other day. He said that's given him a huge amount of confidence. It sort of takes him out of his comfort zone of where he was at with his recovery and really tests him, jumping and changing direction and these kind of things. So I think that's sort of propelled him forward a bit. And, I think now it's just getting in that work and continuing to, increase that confidence around those things that he sort of tested himself and pushed himself to. And, he hopefully isn't too far away. We should hopefully see him pretty early in the year, I would hope.
Nathan Jones, the captain of the Demons. Mate, as we let you go, what about your own role? Where do you think you're going to spend most of your time?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Probably definitely shifted late last year. I spent a heap more time on the wing and, they've probably changed how I sort of had to review my game. I'll probably spend more time there, maybe a bit of half back, half forward, and still spend time in the middle, but it's a bit more of a balance now. We've got a huge amount of depth and guys that can play multiple positions, and particularly the position that I'm at. It's about being adaptable and flexible, and I've probably had to do that late last year with a real significant change in my role. So, it'll be similar, but there'll be some additions to it, and I'm looking forward to it, mate. I think that challenge, particularly at this time in my career, creates excitement for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
And you'll do it the way you've done it throughout your career. You'll do a fantastic job. Good luck for the season ahead. It's a very, very big year for the Melbourne Footy Club, and it's an exciting time. So thanks for joining us, Nath.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, fellas. You have a good year. Speak to you soon.
Good on.